Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So is BlackRock and other portfolio giants trying to buy up all of our homes? Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. thinks so. He recently said in a campaign video that companies like BlackRock and Vanguard are swooping in and buying all the single family homes with cash offers well beyond the asking price, which would in turn crush most Americans' ability to purchase a home and build wealth. So what's really going on here, and how can we respond? What effective action can we take to push back against this? Well, I got our good friend, sponsor, and Kingdom 320 founder Jeff Rakowski on today with me to get to the bottom of what's really going on with BlackRock. Jeff's a real estate investor who's mentoring countless patriots across the country to get into real estate in order to build God's kingdom. He's absolutely crushing it in the real estate world, and his unique Christian perspective can help you break into the real estate industry. All you got to do is just click on the link below and book a free call with Jeff today. It'll sure to change your life. So Jeff, welcome back. Great to see you, my friend.
Dr. Steve, so good to be back with you. Such a big fan of what you're doing, and just love this partnership that we have going, just helping a lot of Christian patriots across this country. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Again, we were talking earlier. I love what you're doing in terms of this neo-regionalism, this neo-localism, getting Christian patriots to become active in their own backyards, basically, and the kingdom in that way. So let's just get straight to it. Is RFK right? Do you believe there's some truth here to his claims that BlackRock and other investment firms are buying up all these single family homes?
Well, I mean, RFK is definitely known as a conspiracy theorist, but my pastor taught me the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth is usually about 6 months. It's actually kind of getting even shorter nowadays. So, I actually do line up. If you listen to his interview, I'd say I line up with about 70% of it. But there is an agenda in our country right now to turn our country into what I call a renter nation. And the amount of people owning is diminishing. The amount of people renting is increasing. And we were just talking about this before the show, but if anybody listened to the GDP report that came out about a week and a half ago, we heard some very, very concerning facts. And let me just set the context with this, and now I'll circle back with RFK. But Jerome Powell basically said inflation is still a problem. We haven't been able to tame it. We haven't been able to get it under control. He doesn't mention, the $8 trillion that they've printed for wars and $16 trillion that they printed for COVID that, was a big contributor to this problem. But he says, we still can't get it under control. But then this concerning fact was the GDP, the gross domestic product that measures the growth or lack of growth of our country was only 1.6% when it was predicted to be 3.4%. So what's the solution, they say? Well, they say, Americans, you're at fault here because you have too much money, you're spending too much money, and because of that, inflation is going up. So we need to drastically increase unemployment. We need to cause tens of millions of Americans to lose their jobs. I mean, they've kind of been saying that for a number of months. So this is very, very concerning to me because we haven't seen anything like this really since the 1970s when our country was in what's called stagflation, where inflation remains high, GDP is low, and then unemployment is going to rise. So over the next couple of years, a lot of patriots are going to get hurt if they don't get equipped with what I call financial education to, enter into that parallel economy that you always talk about, Dr. Steve. So this is where RFK comes in, is while the leaders of our country have created the environment that I just described, we do see BlackRock, Vanguard swooping in, buying billions of dollars of residential real estate, while they basically created an environment that has priced out most Americans from buying a home. Also, we see China and we see Bill Gates coming in and buying up as much farmland as possible. So I do agree with him in that fact that it's a big problem, but it is intentional. It is an agenda. Is God is trying to transfer wealth into the hands of his people so he can influence culture. And the enemy knows whoever owns the most land properties creates the most wealth, has the most impact, and makes the rules. I said this on the our last show, Dr. Steve, but you know, if you're an American that owns your primary residence, statistically, your net worth is $400,000. If you're an American that rents your primary residence, statistically, your net worth is only $9,000. So there's such a huge disparity amongst those who own and rent. And the really the goal, and the thing is, I agree. We need to get Biden out of office. The Democratic Party is a mess, but we're really it's not a political problem that we're facing or even a financial problem that we're facing. It's a spiritual battle that is trying to keep God's people poor so he can continue to pass, you know, his evil agendas on this earth, like we were talking about what's happening in California. So, yeah, I do agree. You know, he did mention one thing in the video that I would debate a little bit, where he said, I'm going to return mortgage rates to 3%. And I would love to see that happen. But the Fed they put themselves in such a bind to where if they do decrease rates, it's going to really push us into what's called hyperinflation, where prices of homes and everything else is going to go even higher. So they're really in a bind. It's going to be very interesting to see how they navigate, you know, these next 3 to 6 months.
Well, I was going to ask you about it. So if BlackRock is out there buying up all these single family homes, what effect would that in of itself have on the housing market?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to see, I mean, first of all, BlackRock is, you know, if you listen to their CEO, Larry Fink, you know, I mean, he basically said, you know, we're willing to buy as much as we possibly can, and we're willing to overpay for what we're buying. And that's significant. So that right there is going to, you know, prices, you're going to see prices continue to rise, but you're going to see rents drastically rise as well. But really what they're looking to do is create a monopoly. I mean, RFK, you know, mm-hmm. he was right. If they can continue on their current path, about 60% of Americans are going to be renting in the next couple of years. And that's scary. That's scary, 60%. Dr. Steve.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, by 2030, it was the path. But the bottom line is, you know, if you're listening to this as a Christian patriot, it is time for us to take territory, not just buy the homes that we live in, but get out there, start investing, start buying rental properties, start buying apartment buildings. You know, really, we are at war in this country, and the enemy's plan is very clear: control the territory. And mm-hmm. as Christian patriots, the World Economic Forum, right? You know, control, right. You know, own nothing and be happy. So right. we know that's the agenda. So it's very easy on what action we should take. We should own everything.
Yeah. And be happy. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's the inversion of the dark forces. It's the inversion of the dominion mandate of Genesis 1. When that's God it. Says to Adam, you know, go be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion. Even Christ reiterates that in Matthew 28, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me now. Now go and make disciples of all nations, right?
That's
So I get asked this question all the time because I'm a big fan of like real estate, like yes. broadly speaking, gold, real money, all that good stuff, property, and so forth. I get asked all the time, okay, I want to get into real estate, but I don't know how. And this is where your mentorship really yeah. comes in. It's so valuable to so many of our listeners who work with you. Let's just start with the basic, like, how important is it for individuals to have a very clear,
sure,
comprehensive investment strategy when they enter into the real estate market?
Well, it's not just important, it's vital, you know, not just with real estate, but with any efforts that you're pursuing, you know, having clear strategy, having a playbook to follow, having a step-by-step, having, you know, surrounding yourself with people that are smarter, you know, than yourself, is so important. You know, and so many people, I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, so many of the fix and flip TV shows, they're so popular. Everybody I talk to wants to get into real estate in some capacity, whether they, you know, they're flipping 100 homes a year and make a big business, or they're working from their home office, buying a couple rental properties per year. And most people don't realize actually how simple it can be. It's not easy. You have to be willing to work hard, But the strategies are very, very simple. So, you know, it's a very simple philosophy. But anytime I'm looking to expand into a new area, explore a new opportunity, launch something, I actually don't look for the strategy first. I look for the who, not the how. Who is doing it at the level that I desire to do it? How can I hitch my wagon to them, learn from them? You know, I read this book years ago that had such a big impact on my life. It was like a little online ebook by Richard Branson, the CEO of Virgin Airlines, Virgin Records. And I remember that the title of the book caught my attention because it was kind of silly. It was "Screw It, Let's Do It."
Yeah, screw it, just do it. Yeah, that's one of his.
His business philosophy was when you want to use real estate as an example. If you want to enter into real estate, as quickly as you can, learn about 50% of what you need to know. Surround yourself with the people that know the rest, and then take action. Yeah. Because if you wait to know everything, you never will. You'll just procrastinate, and that's really
analysis paralysis. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So what we've created, and really what I believe God has called me to create, after successfully investing now for over 20 years, and myself and my partners, we own over $281 million of real estate across the United States right now.
I was gonna ask you to flex a little bit for us, Jeff. That's pretty over $250 million worth.
Oh gosh, it's amazing, stuff, Dr. Steve. Kingdom 320. Right. The 320 comes from Ephesians 3:20, where God's desire for His people, His Christian patriots, is to do above and beyond what they could even think or imagine possible in their life, according to the power working within us. So what we do is when God called me to start Kingdom 320 is like, we're going to create a community. We're going to create an environment where people can quickly, within like 30 days, less than 30 days, learn the 50% that they need to know, and then be surrounded by the individuals like myself and my coaches. We have 28 coaches. Our least experienced coach has closed 32 deals. Our most experienced coach owns $120 million in assets in Austin, Texas. So we're doing this at a very, very high level, and it just cuts the learning curve. So we're seeing students come in that literally, knew nothing about real estate 2 months ago, and have 1-2 deals under contract already. It's really amazing. It's really been an exciting, exciting journey. And the last thing I'll say is, what's so great about real estate? It's an asset class that's created more millionaires than any other asset class. And it's so easy to enter into in terms of, you don't need a brick and mortar location. You don't need a ton of inventory. You don't need to start with employees. You could just start working around your full-time job from home, and make it a goal of buying a rental property, one every 2 months until that replaces your income from your job, and then step away and then build from there. It's really exciting.
And you mentioned too before, sort of a little known secret in real estate. Technically speaking, you don't even need that much cash, as I understand, right? I mean, there's all kinds of ways of leveraging a real estate purchase, which makes it so unique. You can't do that, to my knowledge, with anything. You can't do that with gold or Bitcoin or anything else like that.
No, you certainly can't. So if you're listening to this show right now, this interview, and you've always wanted to get into real estate, but you said, I just don't have the down payment money, or I don't have the cash, let's take that objection right off the table, because it's not true. One of the first strategies we teach our students is called deal finding. And this is how I started. There's many different strategies, from wholesaling properties to lease options to rental arbitrage, where all you need to do is learn the skill set of finding the properties, getting them under contract. And then we have what they call an equitable interest in that property, where we simply sell the rights to buy it, but we never have to. We don't use our own money. We don't even have to raise money from other people. Just find the deals. And it's such a great way to, make larger chunks of money quicker, but also learn the business. So then you can take the next step, say, okay, now let me learn how to borrow other people's money, flip a house, buy a rental property, take down a commercial building. It's really, it's amazing, but it comes down to education. I'll never get on your show or any show and say you can invest in real estate risk-free. If anybody ever says you can invest in real estate risk-free, run the other way. But we mitigate risk by when risk is at its lowest, when education's at its highest. And,
oh, I like
you know,
that.
And vice versa. So, yeah, so we really, you know, we look at this, Dr. Steve, as really a calling, you know, to arm God's people, to take territory, because we see what's coming. You know, I think of myself like Paul Revere, you know, the British are coming, man. Like, yeah. let's get up. Let's get our weapons. Let's get equipped. Let's buy some real estate, buy some farmland, get some passive income. So that's what we're about.
Take dominion. That's it. Yeah. Well, you've graciously offered our listeners a chance to hop on a call with you and your team to discuss how they can use these strategies to buy real estate, for wealth building, for kingdom building. So can you give them a little sense of, they click on the link below, what can they expect in the call and what follows from that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do something really special just for your community. So when you click on the link below, you're going to schedule a call with one of our coaches. And really, actually half the team right now are pastors or worship leaders. But I mean, these are real estate investors that pastor, and they're just, first of all, amazing people. So you're going to feel right at home. You're going to feel very, very comfortable. And what we're going to do is just talk to you about, you know, what your interest level is in real estate. You know, do you feel God calling you to create wealth, you know, through this asset class? You know, and that's the case, then we say, okay, let's start putting a strategy together based on your current circumstance. You know, are you currently working a job? Are you not working a job? Do you currently own a home? Do you have a retirement account? Do you have equity in properties you already own? Many people don't know, and I didn't know actually until I met my mentor, that I could self-direct my retirement account, you know, pull it out of the roller coaster of Wall Street and direct it into real estate, and actually personally benefit from profits now, not having to wait until I'm 65 years old. So, so it's just education. So really, we're going to say, all right, first of all, where are you? Where do you want to go? Maybe you're in a situation where finances are a source of stress for you right now. So we'll say, okay, based on that situation, you need to generate some larger chunks of money quicker. So we're going to say, based on that, we call them battle plans. This is the battle plan or the strategy that we recommend, you know, you start with. Maybe you've worked a great career, you have great savings, you own some properties, you have some money in a 401k, and we'll teach you how to leverage those things to start creating passive income. But really the goal, Dr. Steve, is to get God's people to a position of financial, time, and location freedom, where you don't have to ask money for permission to do what God's calling you to do. And I remember the day my wife and I, we closed on this little condo in Newport News, Virginia, and it added $562 to our monthly passive income. And that $562 passively, with all our other passive income, exceeded our monthly expenses. And it was such an incredible feeling at the time for me. I was younger and I'm like, wow, like whether I work or I don't work or I go to the mission field or, you know, my bills are paid without me working. And that's the first step that we want to get people to, so then they can have time. You know, most individuals, I mean, God created each of us so uniquely and so special, and he has a specific way he wants us all to impact and build his kingdom. But most Christians are caught up in the rat race 9 to 5, and they never get that chance to even discover sometimes what that is. So if we can help first solve your financial issue for you or take it to the next level, then give you the time freedom to be like, all right, here I am, Lord, send me, you know, wherever you want me to go. And then what's great about real estate is you could do it from anywhere. We teach our students how to start right in their own backyard, but also if you want to invest remotely, you know, I live in Idaho now, and I'm buying properties in 10 different states across the country remotely, never seeing most of the properties I invest in. So it's so we really want to leave you with a roadmap. We will also want to pray for you, you know. Every one of our coaches, they're going to say, hey, let's pray. We're going to pray over you, what God has for your future and all of that. And then we're going to give you a lot of free goodies, some deal analyzers, some checklists, some contracts that we use. So you could even get started on your own.
Gang, this is just an amazing opportunity. And this is why we have people like Jeff, why we showcase them, who are building a parallel economy for faith, family, and freedom in the traditionalist way, particularly with real estate, with the ways we've been doing it for thousands upon thousands of years. Don't let anyone or any claims keep you from building generational wealth for your families, future. I've got to urge you, gang, click on that link below right now, or you can go to freeintrocall.com. That's freeintrocall.com today. Book your call with Kingdom 320. They're amazing. Your family deserves an amazing legacy. And just imagine building that legacy in such a way, a God-honoring way, that makes your whole community prosper. I mean, talk about a legacy. Click on the link below right now. You're going to love it. We have so many of our Turley Talkers working with Jeff right now. You are next. Jeff, thank you, sir. Looking forward to having you back real soon.
Yes, sir. We love you, Dr. Steve. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you right back, man. God bless.
God bless.